Hey, it's Melanie Torres from 95.5 PLJ, and you're about to hear the exclusive audio of our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage from the heart of New York City. Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Hello, it's 95.5. I'm Melanie Torres. So excited to be here with Louis Tomlinson.
Hello.
Been a big fan for a long time.
Thank you.
So Back to You is the single. Congrats. Mm-hmm. Take me back to kind of the beginning of, you know, you having this blank slate of kind of, you know, working on your solo project. How did you actually start to team up with Digital Farm Animals?
Nick, Digital Farm Animals are a side co-act so they share the same record label as me. And I'd met Nick a couple of times at the office, I think, and stuff like that. And, you know, he's known in the company as a great producer and a great songwriter. So it was just about getting that session together as soon as possible. And once we had the song, we both kind of realized that it'd be great to have a female on there too, which is obviously why Bebe's on there. So, and I think she sounds great.
Yeah. I'd say so.
We're pretty close here. I know this is for cameras, but I'm just going to... Look, there we go. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There we go. All right.
Better, you comfortable?
Better. I'm better. We're sat on each other's knee, kind of. All right, I'm good.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to be, you know...
That's all right.
Intimate chat with
Louis. I get it.
But I guess my question is, because Digital Farm Animals is obviously not that big of a group, so it's crazy that, like... they're working with you on your first solo single as Louis Tomlinson, and they get a feature, which is crazy.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they are relatively new.
Yeah.
But also, Nick is very relevant in his production and the way that he produces. And, you know, they did a song with Hayley Steinfeld, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's
before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're making moves. It's nice for them. You know, really good guys.
Yeah, that's nice of you, too, to, you know.
Yeah, I'm a good guy, yeah.
All right, so I also saw that you remixed your own song.
Yeah.
So what's the reasoning behind that?
Well, I like a good club song, I'm not going to lie. And definitely the sound of the song leans to a remix, 100%.
Yeah.
And also with the follow-up after the Steve Aoki song that I did, kind of made sense. Now, I'm not necessarily a producer. I'm no producer.
I know, that's why I was like, wait a second.
But I had a vision for how I wanted it to sound.
Yeah.
And obviously, I've been in hundreds of sessions, so... although I might not know the exact science, I know what it is that I want to hear. So
you're like, I'll take a stab at it.
Yeah. So I kind of just sat together with Nick and said, look, this is my vision for the remix. This is how I want it to sound. And he just, again, absolutely smashed it. Do you like it?
I love it.
It's fun. You haven't heard it, have you?
No, I have. That's how I knew. It's on your Spotify. All right. Louis Tomlinson remix. And then...
Yeah, no, I'm
good.
All right, just checking.
All right, so are there any other remixes coming aside from that one? Or are you just like, no, mine and that's all?
I don't know. I've not really thought about it, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe. I was like a good remix, yeah.
Totally. Yeah. So now that you've kind of dabbled a little bit into production, are you doing any of that on the new record? Or are you just kind of focusing on more on the writing?
No, we'll leave that to the pros, I think. Yeah. For me, you know, I'm still learning as a songwriter as well, but it's very important that I have a heavy influence on the lyrics and the writing process. In terms of production, I can only really give the notes that I hear, you know what I mean, as opposed to actually getting in there and making deliberate changes myself.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the Back to You video shot in your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So my question, though, is about the actual clothes in the video. Like, what was the overall, was it like, all right, we're going to do like an activewear kind of theme for this?
Well,
I'm into it.
This is like our dress day today, really. So I'm not keen to put on a pair of jeans. So, and it also made sense where I'm from, in Doncaster.
Yeah.
Again, everyone loves a tracksuit, so it just made sense.
Bebe looks good in the activewear too.
Yeah.
Like, she wears anything. I'm like a crop top and like the Adidas pants, and she rocks it.
Yeah,
so
she looks sick.
I love it. Are you guys doing any more award shows maybe coming up soon?
I don't know about award shows. there may be another performance or two. I think we're kind of just working that out at the moment.
I know. She's like all over the place too.
Yeah, exactly. So it's hard to match schedules. Yeah,
I love it. So where are we with the album? I'm like looking, trying to find out like any new tidbits that Louis's given us yet. So kind of give us an update. What's going on?
So I'm maybe 3 or 4 songs away from finishing. It's hard to put a time scale on it, to be honest, just because I'm such a perfectionist and I want to make sure everything's right. So I don't want to have the pressure of, you know, a specific deadline date.
Yeah.
So realistically, managing everyone's expectations, I think it'll be, you know, around the start of next year. I just want to get it right, you know what I mean? I don't want to rush it out. I don't want there to be one filler on the album. I want to be able to feel every song, you know.
Do you find it, like, what are your challenges being solo now as opposed to, you know, making a record with a group and a whole team?
Well, from a writing perspective, it's easier to write for yourself to a certain degree because you don't have to match the concept to the other boys. But there's more pressure, obviously, and with that, you kind of have an idea as an individual what you want to say. So naturally, things become more precise, I suppose. But the process itself, in terms of recording and writing, I've enjoyed. It's given me kind of more experience in every field than I've ever, you know, been looking to have, so it's cool.
And are you planning a tour for the record too?
Yeah. But again, it's very, very early stages.
You have so much going on.
Yeah.
Aside from music, what are you into right now though?
Well, I like football, soccer. yeah, I like football, and season's just starting, so that's good. Other than that, I mean, I just like doing proper normal things. I tell you what I do need to do this year. This year? Where are we? No, next year. I like skiing. That's a random okay. one, but I proper like skiing, so I'm going to treat myself
I'm
to
not,
a skier.
I'm not about skiing.
Snowboarding?
No, I don't have that much coordination.
You got to do it.
I like surf, and that's about it, because you can fall in the water and you'll be good.
You'll probably be good then if you can surf.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll try it out. I'll report back next year.
Okay.
All right, last question. What's your current favorite song right now, aside from Back to You?
I love the new Imagine Dragons record, so I'll probably say Believer, Imagine Dragons. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thunder's like one of my favorites.
Thunder's
right now,
great too.
So good.
Really fun.
It's all like good workout music.
That new sound is really clever. It sounds great.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. We got the new album on the way. Back to You is out. Single, remix. Louis Tomlinson doing it all. I love it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.